100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, but there is significantly less of me. I'll tell you that. I started at 270 pounds in March. I'm at 223 today. I credit a plant-based diet, some gastritis and diverticulitis that kicked in, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Been walking on the treadmill again. I'm back to this. And the plant-based diet, trying to eliminate animal products and meat. And as if those weren't the same. And using an app called Lose It, which I track everything in. And, you know, the more aware and the more conscious you are of things. At work, we get 2 credits a day for the vending machines. And what I do is I just buy up gum, or if there's no gum, there's sometimes raisins and I get those, but those are 140 calories a box. So it's like, okay, you got to count everything up. And then exercise. You also have to count up when you burn stuff off. And if you track things and you look for substitutes and you're very careful, you'll make progress. Apparently, I've demonstrated that. And also, you'll end up in the ER maybe once for an attack of gastritis or something when you eat something wrong. Man, that was... I miss Thai food, I'm telling you. And we get lunch catered at work, and what I do is I get 2 bowls of organic vegetable soup. And I also track protein to make sure I'm getting enough of that, protein and fats. Hummus and peanuts are a good source. As long as you don't, you know, eat the whole container, then, you know, you've got the calorie problem. Other things, man, it's just been, I had some time off and I tried to relax, but of course the other thing came up. Cats went to the vet for their annual, found some masses within Tinny's skin. It turned out that they may be cysts, they might be tumors, who knows. So followed up with an x-ray. They sampled. The one that they got was not malignant, but of course there were other masses. So wait, what? Not malignant, yet there's more? That doesn't make sense. So, but they aren't along the milk line, so they're not sure if it, you know, some are just cysts, some are this, some are that. Who knows? You know, a lot of things can grow in a cat. As we saw with Edlo, the cat itself can grow. So I'm just, they took out 2 of the masses last Friday. And she's all stapled up and incisioned and all this. And I've been sleeping on me. She's eating, she's pooping, she's drinking, all that stuff. And a lot of sleeping. And, of course, the pain meds. So we'll find out from the results this week. And how soon the other ones will have to come out. And it's going to be rough on her. But, you know. I was going to say better her than me, but that's kind of mean. The other thing, the server. I'm sorry for the server being unavailable a few days last week. There were some heavy rains in Houston, and the UPS in the 4th rack in the data center blew out. And, of course, I was in the ghetto rack, so I had to move my server to one of the other racks with a UPS with some capacity in it. And a few others did as well. Of course, now, of course, you know, all the UPSs are probably overloaded. But they're going to resolve that in the near future with a new data center room somewhere. But hey, it's free, so what do I care? So the server was down for a few days. I moved it over to the other rack with a little bit of pain. Had to change out a bent rail. Had some help with some friendly coworkers because, of course, lifting a 50-pound rack or whatever, however heavy the server is, with my left arm is not a good idea. So it was like, oh, what's that feeling? So, yeah, we got it in, plugged it in. So I posted a photo of the back of the server, and I had an X over one of the two network ports. And I couldn't tell whether the X meant this one is not working, it's dead, or the X meant, no, use this one. X marks the spot. And I looked at the embossed labels, and it said NIC 1, NIC 2, and I thought, just use one. And if it's screwed up, I'll just drive by there and it'll work. And the sysadmin people turned on the port. They were very nice about it and got it up. And it pinged and it worked. So it was great. Yay! And then today the server was up, but Apache was down. And that turned out to be a module within Apache that had gotten corrupted. Some of the rule sets were screwed up. So I took that module out, and then it's running now. And I will put an updated version of the module in, and it should run. I'm going to make sure everything's up to date before I put it in. Do a yum update, do an upcp and all that stuff. But hey, just proof that cPanel servers, you even a goofball like me can look at it and figure out quickly what the deal is with the server when you restart and diagnose stuff. Of course, I've been using that software for how many years? What, 14? You'd think I'd know by now. And it's like, yeah, with a little bit of experience too. But I've never called myself a true admin on those things. Yeah, I did tech support for 9 years, but yeah. Anyway, they're pretty reliable. No, I know it was down and all that stuff, but one of them was a power failure. And this was just a module that this was one of the non-self-diagnosing things. But I looked within the log file. It was pretty clear what it was. And I was like, oh, I restarted name server. It's down. Okay. Sites are down. But that. Oh, no, it's Apache. Okay. Yeah. Here are the error messages. All right. Yeah, I know that module. And it's pretty clear. Anyway, I'm babbling, and this is becoming a sales pitch, and, you know, stop it. So anyway, we've got a whole bunch of stories on the topic of addictive. Just to remind you, this is the 100 Word Stories podcast, not the Me Rambling Like an Idiot podcast. But it's been a while. You can suffer. And you can, hey, Tinny's suffering, so deal with it. And by the way, just to let you know, we don't know if it's cancer or not. We just don't know. Maybe cysts, maybe this, maybe they looked at it, what they took out, and they really couldn't tell what it was. So that's a good sign. And no, they did not cook it up or eat it or feed it to snapping turtles like David Sedaris did with his growth. So I should have asked, though. Anyway, the topic is addictive, and we have a whole bunch of 100-word stories on that topic. And how about I just shut the hell up after 8 minutes and let you get right to them?
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Too Cute to Kill. If you're going to have an addiction, a handheld video game isn't a bad choice. How much money can you really spend through Google Games? Wear and tear on the body? Pretty minimal. Loss of family and friends? Not likely. With all that said, I did actually hit bottom on Panda Pop. I was slumped in a chair in a Panda Pop den, and this ancient magus taps me on the shoulder to inform me that 1,000 new levels had been added. I scrolled down to delete and never looked back. Hey Mac, pour me another Red Bull and schnapps. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You can't blame me for the things that I do. Just because they may be unpleasant, antisocial, immoral, and illegal, doesn't automatically make me a bad person. I have an addictive personality, you see. I can't help myself. It's no different to smoking, drugs, or porn. Only in my case, I'm addicted to torture and killing. And there's nothing you can do about it anyway, because thanks to political correctness gone mad, I can express myself in any way I want. It's my right, and you can't tell me otherwise. Try it. And I'll see you in court.
My addictive personality includes several favorite, known addictions of the modern world. Number one is food. Two, the bombardment of the nucleus accumbens with a tidal wave of dopamine. And three is gazing upon the sprawling, audacious, naked body of a puppy at playtime. Addictions are to be refined and honed once they have been narrowed to those that supply the most satisfaction. Some can be refined to the point that they, too, become addictions themselves. A love of food is one thing, but a love of sweets or salty things is another. You can be addicted to addictions. Number 2. Watching Ramsay's show, Hell's Kitchen, is addictive. I've watched 4 seasons, comprising over 50 or so episodes. I've learned many new dishes, made some new friends and enemies of those show contestants, and laughed at the antics of the maitre and the wedding cum party planner they chose for a couple of the episodes. I'm fascinated by the assemblage of personalities that are accepted by the show's producers. There are very short men that have been stunted by organ birth defects, gorgeous, tall blonde women that are not shy about showing off their rounder bits in the dorm hot tub, and mouthy black women that shun authority and team cooperation.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story on the prompt addictive. She was supposed to read those damn books. She did pick one of them up once. Don't do this, don't do that. She looked out the window. It looked bleak. Pollution, you see. And they were worried because she smoked. She was one of the last few who did. Smoking had been banned. The door opened. Ready? She nodded. What did you read? That one. Good. You may go. Tomorrow, more. She nodded meekly. Now, I need a cigarette, she thought. She wasn't sure what she was addicted to, whether the cigarettes or just being subversive. This was my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 647 with a prompt of addictive. Here's my story. The policeman closed his notebook. I can see there has been no kidnapping. Mr. Withybotham watched the officer leave before scowling his way back into the house. Linoleum Amanda grabbed the broom.
Let's go again. I can't get enough.
I know. It's addictive, Bilbert said. But it's not the broom. It's me. Hold my hand. Tentatively, she took his hand. Like Peter Pan and Wendy, they flew up around the maple tree. They landed on the porch just before Mr. Withybotham opened the door to call them in. He frowned. Why are you holding hands?
I'm in love, Dad, Linoleum Amanda gasped.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
The Unnoticed Addictions by Aspen Gwen Womack Odonda, read by Eva Harley. Addictive? Many things are known, seen, and recognized as addictive. The unnoticed addictions left from scarred past experience are the worst. Painfully lived and experienced from a place within, unseen by those around you, but burned like a brush to the very core. All-consuming friends and enemies intertwined that make up an image that gets presented to you, a mere shell. Acceptable to the world in a space of unwillingness and unforgiving, making it unbearable to breathe. Outward standards set beyond our means and control, creating an addiction to please that traps you in the hamster wheel of existence.
Turabras Ainu here, with a story on the subject, addictive. People complain that computer games are addictive, but that just means that people want to play them. What are we supposed to do? Make games no one wants to play? Apparently so, because we got commissioned to make a game about the dangers of gaming. Of course, none of the kids wants to play this lead balloon. That's what non-addictive means, dum-dums. But it's popular with parents, teachers, and the whole educational system, because it's another thing they can make the kids do that they don't want to do. Like Orwell said, the purpose of power is power, the final addiction.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 647 on the topic of addictive. My story today is called Chick-fil-A. A staunch liberal, Nelson boycotted Chick-fil-A over its founder's views on homosexuality. Then it occurred to him that a lot of people seemed to like the chain, and they couldn't all be right-wing crazies. He ate there to find out why. The long line moved quickly, and the friendly cashier wished him a pleasant day. As soon as he bit into his sandwich, he felt warm and content. He returned every day for lunch that week. Surely the evil chain added something addictive to its food. A chemist analyzed the ingredients, but found nothing. Summoning all his willpower, Nelson avoided Chick-fil-A on his next lunch break, stopping instead at a trendy salad place. "What do you want?" asked the surly clerk. "Hurry up, I don't have all day." Nelson realized what the addictive ingredient was. Pleasant, polite staff, who treated all customers well. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard. And here's my submission on the topic, addictive. This topic comes at a really bad time for me. At the weekend, someone I'm very close to and whose odd behaviour I'd been becoming increasingly concerned about told me they were on the verge of alcoholism, currently to the tune of 3 litres of vodka a week. You do what you can. You counsel, advise, provide a shoulder to cry on, nag, bully, and console. Then sit at home worrying if they're okay and whether they've given in again to their demons, because you can't be there all the time and write pointless words that don't help at all.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The vet found a mass under my cat's skin, then another, and two more. The surgery went well, stitches and staples on the incisions, and a protective collar. We got home, and I let her out. She ate and drank just fine, kibble, wet food, treats, and a plate with a dollop of whipped cream. She ate it all up. She slept on me for a bit. Then it was time for her pain medication. She took that just fine, too. I had a drop of it. And another. And another. So nice. Maybe she needs more surgery?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of addictive. Man, maybe the weekly challenge is addictive. Maybe this podcast is addictive. I don't know. Maybe if you rub it on your skin and inject it into a vein, but don't tell me about it. I don't want to know what you do with it. I prefer that you stick it in your ears and listen. But that's just me. Thank you all for being a part of this, and you can check out more to be a part of more at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Leave comments on the... You'll never leave comments. Just keep on doing what you do and be happy with it. And as always... Oh, right. The next topic? I keep screwing this up. It's chaos. Yeah, maybe if I scripted this, it wouldn't be chaos. So once again, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.